Hey, you guys, this is Dr. Lila back again on Making Love Better, the podcast where we get to discuss all things intimacy as well as all things as it relates to our marriages, how we can make those things better. But guess what? Guess who do we have in the studio on this evening? He actually been missing.
MIA, missing in action.
Missing in action. None other than Mr. Marvin, my boo himself.
Your boo?
Yeah, boo boo.
Hello, dear audience. I am so glad to be back. But I was wondering, should I really come back? Because my lovely wife, Dr. Lila, has been so good.
Oh.
And you all have been so in-depth that I was really enjoying just sitting back listening to the podcast.
Well, listen, our calendars sync and the stars align, and we're back together on today to continue the conversation, the lady in her sexuality. So hang tight, and right after this, we'll be right back.
Come back.
So we're back. Listen, we get an opportunity to go even deeper inside of our conversation on today to continuing the thought again, the lady and her sexuality. I hope you all have been enjoying the podcast. I do realize for some it may be stretching.
Yeah.
And for others, maybe not so much. But if you remember last week, we talked about the presentation of our Heavenly Father's thoughts about sex, realizing that included, embedded inside of our Heavenly Father's thoughts about sex is what? A plan, a pattern, and a purpose.
Yes, yes.
He didn't just create us sexual beings happenstance. It was very purposeful.
It was very purposeful. I do want to, before we go into the podcast, I do want to encourage you to have your husband, if you have to drag him in or pull him in or however, but have him listen to the podcast so that it can open up at least a conversation between you and your spouse so that he can have some type of insight on a woman and her sexuality.
Absolutely. And hey, this is a podcast certainly for married couples, but say
so it's not one gender?
It's not one gender. Okay. And if you're, even if you're not married, if you're someone who's single and you may be seriously dating, or you may one day would want to be married, or even if you're someone, you know, who have decided, well, you know what, marriage is not the thing for me, still, we believe that this podcast can be beneficial in a sense more that you learn, more that you're informed, you can help to shape the minds of the younger or the next generation that God would like to use and to be very much knowledgeable about the matter in which He's created us.
That is so true. Our topic today, what we're going to go through today is pursue, to chase after or to go after with intense interest. So we're going to talk about the word pursue, but before we even go to pursue, we are going to have to rewire, reset, redirect our thoughts, our previous thoughts that we had about sex, our childhood thoughts we had about sex, our teenage, our adolescent, even our single time that we had dating about. We got to change the way we think about sex.
Absolutely. You know, there's the scripture reminds us that you cannot put old wine in a new wineskin. And one of the passages of scripture that I am most mindful of is Romans 12:2, which tells us that we are not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Renewing of your mind.
And the way that God desires to renew our minds is through the Word of God, through His Word, through His precepts, through His concepts, through His commandments, because certainly we can take in information, right? We can take in ideals and ideologies and philosophies, and that too could rewire our thinking. But may I suggest to you that we want to land on truth. When we go through the rewiring of our mind as it relates to how did God design us, God designed my sexuality, He intentionally made me a sexual being for the purpose of, for sure, procreation, for the purpose of, sure, experiencing pleasure, and for the purpose of, sure, in a marital relationship, it highlights, right, it reflects a portrait of God's love for me. So, sure, as we're rewiring, we want to be intentional about, as you suggested a second ago, which is where we are today. How do I pursue? How do I chase after? How do I embrace my Heavenly Father's thoughts about sex? It's really not a natural thing, to be quite, for most individuals.
Yeah, it's not.
I won't say all, but I know for us, it was indeed a process of transformation. You know,
in about a 10-year trip.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, we're still being transformed.
And we still
guys.
Are being transformed.
Yeah, the Greek word for transformation is metamorphosis, right?
And metamorphosis.
Well, it's metamorphosis, okay. But of course, in the English language, we speak of metamorphosis.
Right.
So we again want to submit to you that in most cases, this is not something that happens naturally overnight.
And we're not talking about the Incredible Hulk and like turning green, that type of.
Hey, do you guys remember the Incredible Hulk?
We're not talking about that. But you did notice how he went through that transformation.
Instantaneous.
It's Hollywood,
within
how you go
a few
from a regular
seconds.
Man to a big green strong man.
Yeah, so even Shazam, I used to like watching Shazam.
Hey, let's get back.
We got to get back there, but again, just want you all to know that, you know, breathe in, breathe out, as we are sharing with you, just you know, some thoughts. Again, this show is not one that is going to exalt. I mean, be comprehensive in the sense that we're going to be able to share everything, but really want to give you some things to continue to consider. But as you pursue to, again, go deeper inside of God's word, get into His presence and look for resources.
Yeah, let me let you all put a sticky note, because guess what? Pursuing and transformation is not an easy task because of the way we've been rewired. We are going to have to be intentional. And the reason why I say that, because when we first started rethinking and said, okay, you know, this relationship needs some attention, it felt kind of awkward. It felt kind of strange to be rewired.
Mm-hmm.
Because rewiring is like you do on your computer. You go in, you delete all of that, and then you come back with something new.
Yes, and of course, you know, although sometimes with our cell phones, it tells us that we can simply reset and restore to the manufacturing.
You can do
steady.
A hard reset.
You can do a hard reset. Yeah, oftentimes that's just with a click of a button, a tap of a button. But let me tell you, as my husband has, you know, iterated, is that, you know, when we speak of such a thing, even when the Bible speaks of such a thing, in the natural realm, it takes a lot more than just a click of the button. But by way of the Holy Spirit, it is all very possible.
Yeah.
So let's go deeper inside of, you know, how do we pursue our Father's thoughts?
Focus in on pursue, because when you pursue something, you got to be very intentional, very adamant about, this is what I want to do, this is what I need to do, or this is what I have to do to better me, myself, and the better relationship.
Sure, better yourself. We also like to look at it as true, as we are healed, everything around us will be impacted.
Yes, the big picture.
Yeah, I love Dr. One of Maya Angelou's quotes. She said, "When a woman is educated, It changes the whole family. So not just women, but men as well.
As well.
So likewise, God breaks things off of us, off of our generations, future generations, oftentimes by just using one person. We see in the life of Abraham such took place, and so many other greats throughout the Bible. So when we think about how do we move in, lean into this place of embracing our Father, starts pursuing our Father, starts, we realize first and foremost, one thing is, how do you get past the hurdle, if it is a hurdle for you, of the idea of God and sex being entwined together?
Just in the same sentence, be like, ooh.
Okay. Yes, yes. Sometimes God and sex, and maybe too, and maybe even as we're speaking this out loud and you're hearing it, it may have produced a level of anxiety for you.
Yes.
So first thing first, we want you to first come to the table and to just sit and become curious about your response to such a thing.
Yeah. Come to the table with a mindset that I want this information so that I can improve on my relationships.
Well, sure. Absolutely. Come to the table with a determination in mind, but also be willing to sit still and to reflect on your past, reflect on your presence, and reflect on just how you are feeling, what you're feeling, rather.
Yeah, but you left out future.
And your future, absolutely.
Yeah, you said past, present, but also future, because guess what? Our children are watching, and we're going to have to pass whatever, whether it's good, bad, or indifference, on to our children, and they are going to pick up those type of habits, whether it's good or bad.
And whether spoken or unspoken.
Yes.
I mean, anxiety transmits in family, information transmits in family, secrecies transmit, again, whether they're spoken or not. So again, first thing first is sitting still. And when you sit still, it allows you to be able to consider your thoughts and be able to measure your thoughts against our Heavenly Father's thoughts. I would like to encourage you to think about even just writing out some things on paper if you need to do so.
Right.
Because if you're feeling anxious about it, if there's tension there, become curious and ask the Holy Spirit, what was that?
Yes, yes.
So a few other things you can consider doing, and this is one of the things we did. This is a space we realize that God wants to be a part of every aspect of
our life. Every aspect of your life.
And that includes our sexuality. That includes our sexual interaction.
No, not the dark parts corners part, the creeps into the corners and creeps of our memory and our thoughts. We don't want God in there, do we?
Well, yes, we do, because we want him to shine a light. Through him shining a light that we can experience healing and transformation.
Yes.
So we want him to come in as a loving father. Because here's the thing, the right relationship with God will really want us to lean in and open up our hearts and our minds to be able to let him in as a loving father.
And he will expose some stuff that you didn't even think
Absolutely.
You knew. Yes.
Absolutely. The enemy, he loves to distort. He loves to make all sorts of attempts to remove evidence of our Creator, from our sexuality, from sex. So that's his job. And we don't want to be in agreement with him and by way of continuing to conceal.
No.
But we want to be able to allow the Holy Spirit to expose it so that God can bring forth healing.
Yes. We want to be informed and we want to be enlightened so that we can be better human being and better Christians.
And be able to make love better.
All right, let me cover this microphone.
Well, make love better in the sense that when we are better, we can love better.
Yeah.
So that's what make love better is meaning in this context, okay?
Okay.
So listen, so there are some benefits, ladies, to when we pursue our Father's thoughts about sex, when we embrace our Father's thoughts about sex, there are some benefits. First and foremost, you know what? It helps to land us on realistic expectations.
Yeah. Man, that's the first thing right there.
Come on, because, oh my God, for so long, for so many unrealistic expectations based on media, based on certain things that we have seen, whether it be by way of art, be it by way of reading, things that we have been exposed to.
That's just like we said in some of our previous podcasts. Sometimes sex in the home was just forbidden. I mean, you didn't talk about it with your parents. You didn't talk about your siblings. So it was a forbidden word. So therefore, it causes a dark cloud anyway.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. So when it's forbidden, oftentimes we do what we do by human nature. You start seeking out for information because you're trying to grasp an understanding, right? So with the lack of Christian information, unfortunately, during the time that we came, during the era we came through, we can see the uprising. Mm. But in many cases, even before the 1990s, the information was limited.
So even people, in our homes and our church, it was just limited.
Limited. So yes. People did naturally what they did. They were looking for information. Sometimes they took their cues from media, from social. Oh my God, do you remember this? The stories.
The soap
opera. Yeah, the soap opera. The soap operas. Yeah. So sometimes as you look at these types of programming. It's programming your thinking. So you develop unrealistic expectation and ideals, and you bring in all of this. We brought these things into our marriages, into our relationships.
Yeah, because you're looking at something that is scripted. You're looking at actors. You're looking at makeup. You're looking at stage design. You're looking at all of that, and you say, oh, okay.
Let me incorporate
this. Is this realistic? Is this really real?
You know? Yeah, and sometimes I don't think we even had the notion to even question. We just tried to incorporate it and realize it wasn't working. Mm. So unrealistic expectation, but also your ladies were able to understand too that, you know, we take on the truth that God has wired us to be receivers. Mm-hmm. Men, as it relates to sexually, men are wired to be givers. Right. So we have the natural capacity to receive.
Right.
And when we have such knowledge, realizing that God has created us to receive, it also helps to liberate you, liberate us more in the sense that we become more receptive to our design.
Yeah, I know you were saying women as receivers, but we also think of men as givers, but not only in the sense of giving for self desire, self gratification,
selfishness.
I'm trying to make it easier. But anyway, we still need to be sensitive to our spouse and sensitive to the relationship at hand.
You know, that's an excellent point. When a husband cares about his wife, what she's experiencing sexually and how she's seen herself sexually, it speaks to his heart for sure. And then it also can help to protect the marriage and create the safe space, whereas further thoughts can be encouraged and communicated and explored. Especially when we understand how women have been conditioned for so long to suppress their sexual feelings and sexual thoughts. So when you have a husband who opens up the door for conversation, it can certainly help a woman, help his wife rather, to gain her voice. And also, one of the things I was thinking about too, it can also help, couples begin to understand each other and their sexuality and their uniqueness a little bit better. Understanding that the more they are aware of one another's differences and more they are aware, it can certainly enhance the sexual relationship. So as we get ready to move closer to a close here, our final thought is God's thought helps us to embrace our bodies much more fuller. When we embrace ourselves and our body images and we're able to take on a much more healthier image of ourselves in our bodies. Yes. Because sometimes our body images are distorted in our minds, thinking that we have to be a certain way.
Yes, that's true.
So ladies, one of the best gifts that you can give yourself as well as your spouse is self-acceptance.
Well, okay, we got to wrap things up. Our time is up. Can you believe that? But speaking of wrapping things up, how about taking our podcasts and putting a bow on it and wrapping it up and putting it under a Christmas, under the Christmas tree?
A digital bow, that is.
A digital bow. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, not a physical bowl, but a digital bowl. Yes, and wrap it up and put it under the tree and pass it on to a family or friend or a loved one.
Absolutely. So until next week, see you later. If this episode has been a blessing, we encourage you to subscribe, rate, and review. And join us in our efforts to helping to make marriages better and better by sharing this podcast with family and friends.